Liam, I suppose like every replay, it's a case of who can learn the most and step up their game from the drawn game, and it makes.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Tom. Yeah, whoever learns the most, and I suppose it's all about studying the systems of play and what went on in the first match, and I suppose Mickey's record and replays is fairly good, so I hope it continues in that vein. He seems to learn a lot, but again, same token, like Ty Hennen's very experienced manager and knows exactly how to get the best out of that bunch of particular players from Calvin right through the under-21s, and that's so it's going to be a very interesting match again.
And what do you feel Tyrone learned from the last day?
Well, I think the big thing with Tyrone was probably the pace of the transition of their play, you know, from defence to attack. And it probably would be a wee bit, you know, okay, a lot of pundits said about the high ball and all that sort of stuff, but I particularly don't think that it was the high ball that was causing the damage. It was the pressure out the field, and it was epitomising the last goal. You know, the fella got coming in across the 21-yard line, nearly our 14-yard line, from outside that sort of arc that you don't want forwards to break through and fisting the ball across the square. You know, he broke through a couple of very, well, by Tyrone standards, I would say lazy tackles. You know, so it may not be all down to the high ball in, and given his, you know, impact on the game, the tackling out the field wasn't as good as it normally is. You know, the turnovers weren't normally as high as they normally are. And as I say, that transition from defence to attack wasn't as quick as it normally is.
And another issue that a lot of people have mentioned afterwards, that they were surprised that Tyrone didn't push up on Cavan, especially on their kick-outs.
Yeah, that would definitely would be another big thing. Like, they're going to have to make that decision. Do we concede the kick-outs to Cavan? And if they do, certainly their tackling on, you know, on their own 45 in that area has to improve. Or do they go push up on the kick-outs and put Cavan under pressure to kick long and try and win the ball around the middle of the field, you know?
Yeah, and do you feel they'll do that this time?
I think they're going to have to, because Galligan's kick-outs were superb. I think it was 10 out of 11 in the first half. And, you know, I know for long periods they only held Cavan scoreless, like, but the success rate in their kick-outs was very, very high. Like.
The only danger with that is if Cavan do go along, that they probably would be seen as having the best midfield pairing or the best fielders out the field.
Yeah, well, they have two. Yeah, they have a lot of big men, you know, McKiernan and all those boys, and they're very good in the air and that sort of thing. But I thought Tyrone dealt particularly well with them boys there last, you know, in the first game. Like, but again, there wasn't much, as you say, long kickouts in the middle of the field. Like, but Colley Cavan was fairly good. He's very good in the air. Like, so Colley will not be found wanting in the air either. Like, and you know, you'd like to think that Matty as well can compete with most players in the air, while maybe not get them clean. Like, they would be fancying their chances, put it like that.
Yeah, and Mickey has made two changes, Niall Morgan back in goals, and your own man is out injured.
Richie has an Achilles problem, like, so he'll be out this week anyway, definitely, but he's hoping that it's not too bad, and Morgan then replaces Mickey O'Neill in goals.
Yeah, and Darren McCurry comes in.
McCurry... Yeah, we'll say he's an experienced player now at this stage, and he'll not be found wanting, you know, whenever it comes to the big occasion. And, you know, he has been making good impressions whenever he has come in, you know, in the games that he has come in this year.
Yeah, you said the goals. A lot of people were talking about the goals, but maybe that the were the big scores. The reality is the war, you know. And if you reduce Cavan to one maybe goal this time, or maybe no goals, you're in for a great chance.
Well, that would be Tyrone's aim. Like, they'd be hoping to keep out the goals. And in fairness to Tyrone and their defensive setup, you know, they hadn't been conceding goals. I think that's the first goals they've conceded in maybe 7-8 games, which is a fair record. But, you know, a lot was made of David Givney's, you know, performance against Rony McNamee, but I saw somewhere, you know, in between, David Givney actually handled the ball 3 times in the second half. You know, so was Rony McNamee that poor and Givney that good? You know, it's amazing. Whenever a fella gets 2 goals, which is obviously a big impact, it's amazing how pundits hone in on it and say what a game he had, you know. But, you know, Rony was curtailing his influence on that game right through, you know, that sort of for a play. Like, but he got in the end of the two goals that Rooney would be disappointed about. Of course he would. Like, but his impact wasn't that great, you know.
So you're confident anyway that Tyrone will step it up?
I would be confident that they could step it up, and yeah, and I don't know, it's certainly not been much in it, but a 1-point victory in a replay is as good as